Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens, at the heart of Irish homes for over 40 years. Cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Email todaycb at rte.ie.
Now, we know cannabis use remains illegal, but have you noticed the smell of cannabis in our cities and towns recently? And is that a worry for business owners and others who work and live in our cities? Well, Brian O'Connell spent some time in Dublin City Centre for us. And Brian, I think a lot of people have been commenting on just how common it is to smell cannabis in some of our urban areas now, haven't they?
Yes, and I think the background to this really, as we know, is cannabis remains illegal in Ireland. Despite calls from some TDs for decriminalisation, People Before Profit, TD for Dublin West, Midwest, Gino Kenny, brought forward a bill. This would have allowed possession of up to 7 grams of cannabis herb or 2.5 grams of cannabis resin. The bill has essentially been deferred for 9 months by government while government considers recommendations from the Citizens Assembly on Drugs, which would have essentially recommended a health-led approach and a certain degree of decriminalisation of possession for personal use. But as you said, anyone who's walked around, I think, many of our city centres, I'm not too sure how many people are too concerned with legislation, because there really is a noticeable increase in the smell of cannabis in some areas. I spoke to some business owners in Dublin City Centre. I also spoke to an expert who has significant concerns. But first, I went to Longclare to meet some of the flower sellers and the traders in Moore Street in Dublin City Centre, and I got their thoughts. And this trader said she really noticed the increase in the smell of cannabis in recent years.
I'd say about just after the COVID, when we came back, I kind of noticed that, and it's very, very strong. You kind of look around and you get that smell.
And you're obviously smelling flowers here, so you're used to smelling different scents.
Scent, yeah. You just know when someone is smoking, because you just have to kind of tone when you get that smell, you know. And you know there's someone going by after being smoking it.
Is it an issue? Like, should we be worried about it?
Look, we should be worried about everything, shouldn't we?
And if it was legalised, could you see yourself selling cannabis plants here alongside the rhododendrons and the lilies?
Not at all, no. I don't think so, no. I don't sell tobacco, love.
There you go. So there you go, there's no chance of us buying a plant off you when it becomes
not
legal.
Not at all, no.
The smell of cannabis and weed in the city centre is quite strong.
Crazy, absolutely. You can stay while we're standing here, you can smell it come when they're passing you by. You only need taking notice now because you can get it now, you know. It's like if there's more and more on it now. Not for the young people on it. It's crazy.
So it's quite strong. You can get it, you're setting up early morning.
You could get
here.
It. No, well, early morning now, it wouldn't be only workers going, you know what I mean, kind of thing, but during the day now, you know, and it starts, some of them come over to you and you can get it right away. Jeez, you know that way.
You'd nearly be getting a bit of a hit.
Yeah, you'd be going all right now, I tell you, free of charge.
There you go. So they've noticed it anyway. Now, there have been moves elsewhere, including in Europe. So people, maybe people assume it's legal and they do it for that reason.
I think that could be a factor, particularly people who've moved here. I mean, the most recent European country to relax laws is Germany, where essentially smoking cannabis in many public places became legal from the 1st of April this year. Possession of up to 25 grams is to be allowed in public spaces, and then in private homes it's actually double that. So these reforms were brought in by the German government because they essentially were trying to undermine drug gangs and control the black market. We know too, I think the latest count is about 24 states in the US have now legalised cannabis as well.
Well, there you go now. I have a message from John who says that his American cousins assumed that cannabis was legal here in Dublin because of the smell everywhere. And you met a business owner who's recently returned from the US.
Well, I dropped into well-known business owner Gina Murphy, owner of Hugo's Restaurant on Merrion Row. And she feels, clear, it isn't really an issue in her part of the city as much as it may be elsewhere in Dublin.
Maybe it's this part of town, I don't know. We're very office-based and work-based, so no, I'm in this area, no, it's certainly not an issue.
Do people in offices smoke weed as well?
Do they? No, honestly, like, I was in the States recently, and my God, over there it is something else. I mean, you cannot step outside without getting the bag of weed. I mean, it's like being at a festival the whole time. But
and
here,
quite
it's
a
different.
Few states have legalized it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yes, they have. I think there are different issues with regards to the drugs in Dublin, but I don't think weed is a big problem. Certainly not in this part of the city, anyway. Yeah, I don't know. Maybe different parts of the city are different, but definitely here it's not an issue.
When you say the drugs issue, then in general in the city, do you think legalizing cannabis, if that was to happen, might help that, or do you think it would make any impact?
I don't know whether cannabis has an impact on the rest of the drug scene. I mean, I'm sure everybody has their own opinion on it, but the people that I have seen smoking weed are not the same people who do hard drugs. You know, we do have a drug problem in the city centre. That's a given.
Does that impact on you?
At times, yes, it does. At times, there's security issues or, you know, we have a shortage of police on the street, and that definitely, you know, you wouldn't be smoking weed if there was police walking the streets all the time. So.
And was it off-putting for you when you were in the States?
Yeah, it's not the nicest thing. You know, certainly if you're not a smoker. I'm not a smoker, so smelling somebody else's smoke or weed is not the nicest thing, no.
Not the nicest thing. And a listener agrees with Gina. This listener says the stench of cannabis is all over Dublin City, and where I live in Glasnevin, I don't think smokers realise how their clothes smell from it too. Try sitting on any public transport, it's toxic. So Brian, you got a sense too of the rate of prosecutions for cannabis possession here?
Well, as you heard, Gina wants the focus on different types of drug related issues in the city centre, and that would mean obviously more Gardaí, stronger enforcement of legislation. I just had a quick look and the legislation changed here slightly, or at least the policing approach. From 2020 onwards, people were cautioned and instead of appearing before a judge for small amounts of cannabis and cannabis resin. So figures previously released to Deputy Gino Kinney showed there was a 54% increase in the number of drugs possession charges in the Dublin region in a 5-year period. So there seems to be quite an active policing of it. Just finally, someone who does see this issue as a health concern is Professor Bobby Smith from the Department of Public Health in Trinity College. And Bobby also treats teenagers who would have addiction issues in Dublin. And we took a stroll through St. Stephen's Green, Clare. And Bobby Smith told me what he's noticed when he's been out socialising in Dublin City Centre recently and why he has concerns.
Pretty much you can guarantee on any evening that you're in the city or over the weekend, you're going to get the whiff of weed at some point.
And how do you feel about that?
Some people hate the smell. I actually don't hate the smell, which is one good thing, I suppose. But it does bother me as more evidence of, I suppose, a more casual, normalised attitude to people's cannabis smoking. The real normalisation piece that concerns me. Well, cannabis use, it's okay, it's not the worst drug in the world, it's not the most harmful behaviour, but as a society, I think we're right not to permit it. And I think people who smoke cannabis should do so with the same degree of nervousness, I suppose, as someone would do if they were riding a motorbike without a helmet. Whereas that doesn't seem to be what's happening. They seem to be doing it absolutely casually, walking along without a care in the world, with the joint there in their hand, just having a chat.
The counter-argument might be, if it's become somewhat commonplace in some areas to have people smoking cannabis on the street, why not license and legislate it so we can have some control of it? You're smiling.
Yeah, I am. Well, I guess we'll just have an awful lot more of it. And if that's the society people want to live in, if you know, people want their children growing up in an Ireland where there's more access to more drugs, then we could choose to go down that path. But the price we'll pay, I guess, is that you know, a proportion of people who use cannabis run into big problems with it. The truth is, the vast majority of the world, cannabis use and wider drug use remains prohibited. Okay, we don't want people locked up in prison for smoking a joint. The truth is, that hasn't happened for decades.
Are you ever worried you'll get high by somebody smoking near you?
No, I'm not. But I suppose one thing that does strike me about it, on a more serious note, is that, you know, there's about 45,000 people with a cannabis use disorder in Ireland. And it must be a real nuisance for people who've had that problem in the past, who've, you know, come through it, to be hit by this waft of weed.
Well,
and to be provoked.
Than a former drinker who's, you know, confronted with pubs on every corner.
But I suppose with the drinker, though, only sees the drink.
There you go. It's the smell, according to Professor Bobby Smith. This listener says they were in Temple Bar on a Wednesday night a few weeks ago with my two teenage daughters who were going to a concert, and the smell of cannabis was everywhere. 51551 for your messages. Still to come after 11 on the programme, dirty, polluted and dangerous. Why conditions in the Seine could mean some Olympic events are hanging in the balance for Paris in the coming months. And Aretha, Stevie Wonder and Frank Sinatra, they've all worked with him. And today we're going to take a look at the extensive back catalogue and career of Quincy Jones. Coming up next, though, is John O'Shea really back in play for the job of Ireland football manager?
Text 51551 today with Clare Byrne on RTE Radio 1.